have been the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Central America on record. With that, you're excited, but that's not nearly excited enough. 20,000 people with the Holy Ghost would shake a city like Birmingham from center to circumference. And God is no respecter of persons. What He can do in any place, He can do in any place. Well, praise God. And what He can do for anyone, He can do for anyone. He can do for us. He can do for you. I'm excited about what God is doing. We're so thrilled to have Brother Dross in the house today. He is the younger of tres hermanos of Brother Wynn and Sister Wanda Dross. Dear, dear, precious people in the kingdom of God and the apostolic world throughout Central America and Mexico. Will sing about the victories and the revivals throughout eternity. There are literally hundreds, perhaps thousands, I suppose, of preachers and churches and tens of thousands of people that are living for God today because of the influence of this family. And these young men grew up in an atmosphere of revival. Sister Sutton and I first met them down in El Salvador in the war years in the 70s. And I remember them singing in English with a heavy Spanish accent. Hey, deedle, deedle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. And I don't know how to translate that, but English has always been their second language. Brother Mark and Sister Evie have done a wonderful work in missions. We saw them while they were doing a work in Tijuana years ago, and they have been evangelizing here for the last few years and are a wonderful and a rare, a precious gift to the Apostolic Church and today to this church. And I'm so thrilled that he's here. And I've asked him from time to time when he's in the flow of this to just turn it loose in Spanish from time to time. And those of you who don't speak Spanish, you will yet feel the identifying pulse of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God in the house. It's actually kind of nice to attend an all-Spanish or an all-other-language service from time to time. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, not only will His name be praised, but there will be an offering sent up by Gentiles. This is Old Testament prophecy, and it's being fulfilled in this house today. We're lifting up the light here today, and we want Brother Dross to come. His brother, his big brother, is coming in 2 weeks to fill this pulpit. So we're going to have our quota of Dross influence here. But we love you, and we're so glad that you're here. And we want you to take your liberty and tell us what the Holy Ghost has said.
Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Make some noise in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is anybody excited that the Lord is in the house? That's about half of you. Is anybody excited that the Lord is in the house? Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It is such an honor to be here this morning. I honor Pastor. Y'all are blessed. Amen. Praise God. You all are blessed. Amen. And I also honor First Lady. Amen. Lord bless her. What a tremendous family God has placed in this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a privilege to be in the house of the Lord today. And I've been around since Friday. I don't know what the deal is. I think they're trying to fatten me up or something. Praise God. They've been treating me good, eating and stuff. I kind of feel like the turkey around, Thanksgiving and stuff. They usually import those turkeys from Mexico. And so I can imagine the turkey just coming over to the States. It's like his dream came true. Amen. Coming over to the States, and he's like calling his compadres down in Mexico, saying, man, they're feeding me like crazy. I'm gaining weight. maybe even taking like pictures of himself, sending it to all his turkey, you know, buddies back home. Amen. But come around Thanksgiving time and you don't hear nothing about that compadre anymore. Amen. Praise God. I hope you ain't fattening me up to kill me. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. Tell the one next to you, say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. I feel in my spirit that God is going to do miracles in this place this morning in the name of Jesus. Does anybody confirm that with me in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. I want to honor my wife, even though she is not with me right now. She is a great part of my ministry, and I am very thankful for her. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling, and fulfill all good pleasures of goodness, of his goodness, and the work of faith with power. Everybody say faith with power. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you are powerful. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are awesome in this place. There is no God like you. You have even looked through the whole universe, and you yourself declared that outside of you, there is no God that saves. You stand alone. You are powerful and you are mighty. I pray that your name will be glorified in this place. Put the devil in his place and let your name be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, God. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you on the formula for a miracle. The formula for a miracle. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. If you were to talk to people, they would say that to receive a miracle, it is complicated, it's hard, it's difficult to be able to receive a miracle. And the reason why we view these things is because for us, miracles is something that is so far away from our reach. Amen. In fact, if God was to put a price list on how much a miracle would cost, and if you need a healing for your headache, or if you need a financial blessing, or if you need God to heal you from cancer, it's going to cost you so much. Man, there would be a lot of people forking out some cash for a miracle. Amen. In fact, there are a lot of people that will fork out cash for a miracle. There are a lot of people that say, if you buy this or if you buy that, you will receive a miracle. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is that God makes it so simple in his word that we don't even capture it. We don't even understand it to be that this is the formula for a miracle in our lives. Amen. He makes it so plain and so clear in the word of God. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22, it says, in all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. He makes it so simple in the Word of God, but we are so used to the insurance policies that we got to read the fine print to be able to know what it really means. Is it really what it's saying in the Word of God, or is there something hidden that we do not know about? Hallelujah. Well, the simple fact is that to be able to receive a miracle, you have to first of all ask. Amen. You've got to ask. Some people don't ask because they don't believe. Amen. But you've got to understand that whenever you open up your mouth and declare before God and say, I need, in that moment you captivate the attention of heaven. Somebody say, you've got to captivate the attention of heaven. Praise God. See, what you got to understand is that your asking is a form of praise. That needs to sink in a little bit. I said your asking is a form of praise, because you will not ask of somebody $1 million that you know he don't have $1 million. You will only go to the source that you know that can provide that for you. And so when you come to Jesus and you say, I need a miracle, you are giving him a compliment. You are giving him praise, because you're saying, I know that you are great enough, that you are powerful enough to be able to come through for me in this situation. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time that you ask, you are giving God praise. You are saying you're more than enough. You are powerful. My situation is nothing for you. You can come through in an instant. I believe that you are the God that can answer my need. I believe that you are the God that can provide for me. Do I have anybody in the house? I believe that when I call on your name, you will answer in Jesus' name. Tell somebody, you've got to ask. You've got to ask. Slap that person and tell them, you've got to ask. Praise God. It's got to come out of your mouth. You can't stay quiet. The Bible says that you've got to ask. Whatsoever ye shall ask. It don't matter what the need is. Sometimes we think that God don't want to be bothered by the small thing. It don't matter if it's a small thing or a big thing. He's still a big God, and he takes care of it all. Oh, God, have mercy. I wish I had somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Tell somebody next to you, you don't have because you don't ask. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or sometimes our asking is kind of distorted. Praise God. We're like God, you know, God, that if you were to bless me, then I would bless your people. And the Lord throws $10 to you, and he says, let's see what you do with this $10. Praise God. And he don't see that you're blessing his people, but you're just blessing yourself. He said, no, your asking is a little distorted. Sometimes we come begging from God instead of asking. But when you have faith, oh God, have mercy. When you know who God is, and you know who you are in the kingdom of God, and the access that you have to the King of Glory, you don't come in begging. You come in asking. And knowing that God will respond. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning. Praise God. The second thing is, it says asking, believing. Slap somebody and say, you got to have faith. You just got to have faith. If you don't have faith, then you ain't going to get nothing. Tell the one next to you, if you don't have faith, you ain't getting nothing. Not even an enchilada. Praise God. Tú tienes que pedir. Primeramente pedirle a Dios y creerle en Dios. Cuando tú le pides a Dios, tu petición es una alabanza al Rey de la Gloria. Entonces tienes que abrir tu boca y pedirle a Dios por lo imposible. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Praise God. You have to have faith. Oh, God, have mercy. I wish I had somebody this morning. I said, you've got to have faith. See, sometimes we think that the devil wants to take all our stuff away. The only thing he's after is your faith. If he can take your faith away, he has taken your victory away. And so he'll try to take all these things away in order to take your faith away. This is a battle for your faith. Because the devil knows that to him that believeth, all things are. Oh, I thought you knew that one. All things are possible to him that believeth. And so he knows that as long as you got your faith, you still got your victory. And you could lose your house and lose your car and even lose your dog Fufu and even lose everything and live under a bridge. But if you got faith, from there, God will raise you up again. God will bring you out. Oh, somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Praise God. You see, faith is the economy of heaven. Praise God. It's the economy of heaven. If you've got dollars, then you can buy stuff. But if you don't have any money, I don't care how handsome or how pretty you are, you ain't getting nothing. Because you've got to have finances. Amen. Faith is heaven's economy. It's heaven's economy. You have to have finances in heaven. When you have faith, you can acquire miracles, signs, and wonders. When you have faith, you can acquire the favor of God upon your life. Amen. Ask your neighbor and say, how much faith do you have? Praise God. Faith. I've got to believe for the impossible. I've got to trust in God for the impossible. Hallelujah. I know that the doctor says this, but the doctor of glory says something else. I've got to believe God for the impossible. Is there anybody in this place that has faith tonight, this morning? Does anybody have faith? Slap the one next to you and ask them, do you believe? Praise God. Do you have faith? See, faith is not to impress man. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 5, it says that for that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Your faith is to be able to unlock or unleash the power of God in your situation. Maybe you've been asking, but you have not been releasing the power of God through your faith. Your faith moves heaven in your favor. Faith is crazy because you believe God for something that is not even there, but you believe God that he will come through. And some people might think that you are crazy because you are talking that way, but I'll tell you something, when you have believed and you have seen the hand of God, you know that this stuff works. Faith works. Tell somebody, faith works. Glory to God. Clap your hands to the Lord. You've got to have faith. Hallelujah. The Lord speaking to Martha, he said unto thee, he said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. You see, when you believe, you will see the glory of God. It's amazing, but it's like a switch that you turn on, that your faith activates, and you begin to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Then the third step is you have to receive. Oh, glory to God. See, some people, they will ask and they will have faith, but they never get into a receiving mode. Praise God. You're even with your arms crossed, waiting for the Lord to slap you with a miracle. And the Lord's like, no, no, you got to get into a receiving mode. Praise God. Because sometimes you want to receive, or you want something, but your hands are closed. And the Lord is handing it to you, but because your hands are closed, you can't receive it. And some people, they're like, just give it, give it, give it, give it. And the Lord is, take it, take it, take it, take it. I'm handing it to you. You've got to take it from my hand. You've got to get into a receiving mode. When you know beyond a shadow of doubt that God has heard your prayer request, and you believe that God is going to answer, you end up walking different. You talk different. You think different. Your worship is even different, because your worship is a worship of praise and of faith before God. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning. Hallelujah. You begin to act different. I know it hurts, but I'm believing that God's gonna take it away. I know I might look like as if I'm broke, but I'm believing that I'm blessed by the power of God. I know that maybe my situation don't look like it's taken care of, but I believe that God already has it under control. And so therefore, I get into a receiving mode. And my receiving mode is, I praise you beforehand for what you're about to do. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning. I said, I praise you beforehand for what you... Oh, God, can anybody give God praise beforehand? I know you don't have it in your hand yet, but can you praise him like as if you already got it? Can you praise him like as if he already did the miracle? Can you praise him like as if he already came through? Somebody, everybody, give God praise in the house. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said I feel the Holy Ghost. when you get into a receiving mode, your language changes. People look at you and you're calling out things that are not as though they were. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You're just walking around talking crazy stuff. And people are like, yeah, that guy, something's wrong. Hey, man, I'm blessed. And your car is painted 1,000 different colors and smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe and it's vibrating. But you're talking about being blessed. And you're talking about God coming through. And you're talking about the Lord's just been blessing me and coming through. And everybody else is looking at you like you're crazy. But you know beyond a shadow of doubt, it's coming. Oh, God. You ought to slap somebody and say, it's coming. I know it's coming. It is on its way. It is coming. He done released the angels on my behalf, and they are bringing it. He's coming. God, my miracle is coming. My blessing is coming. My breakthrough is coming. It's, oh God, I wish I had somebody that you will get up on your feet and shout, it's coming. Oh God, I wish you would believe it now. Do you believe that it's coming? You gotta act different. Your praise is gonna be crazy. Does anybody have a crazy praise in this place this morning? Glory, glory, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost. Watch this, sit down. Jesus' name. A few years ago, I had pain in my body. Every time I'd breathe, I'd feel pain in my body. It would be one of those shooting pains, those shocking pains. Have you ever breathed and it just go, oh, God, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. And you start seeing lights and stars and everything like that. That's what I had. Every time I'd breathe, it would hit me. And so my wife would say, you need to go see the doctor. I'm like, you know, I'm a macho, and machos don't do that kind of stuff. And hallelujah. Amen. And so one day I coughed up blood. And when I coughed up blood, I said, babe, we need to go to the doctor. Because I don't like to see blood. I don't like to see it in my steak. I don't even like to see my own blood. I just don't like to see blood. And I'm like, we need to go. Amen. It's amazing how God will take a macho and just make him a little kid in that moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so in that moment, we went to the doctor. And the doctor examined me, and he said, he said, you have pulmonia, pneumonia. Yes, thank you. I mean, I don't know my doctor terms yet in English. Hallelujah. But yeah, pneumonia. And I was like, oh, people used to die of that, but it's okay now. Amen. You know, we got this. And the doctor said, I'd like to take some x-rays of your lungs. He said, I hear something different in your lungs. He said, I'd like to take x-rays of your lungs. I said, okay. So he set me up there and I stood in front of the x-ray machine, and he took a picture of my lungs, an x-ray, and then he grabs it and he takes it to the light and he goes, oh no. You know, you don't want to hear that from a doctor. Praise God. Oh no, just doesn't sound right. Amen. And I was like, what's up? Right then, I just went into a what's up mode. Amen. I was like, what's up? He's like, come here. He said, I want you to look at this. And you know what? In that moment, I realized I've got bones underneath this. Amen. There is a bone structure underneath all this. Praise God. I saw it. It was in the x-ray. Amen. I've got some bones in here. Amen. And so beneath all that, he started to point out my lungs. And he said, you see this? I said, yeah. He said, these are your lungs. And he said, do you see that? I said, is that supposed to be there? He said, no. He said, you have a tumor in your lung the size of a fist of a man. He said, I don't know. He said, but I've never seen a tumor that big in a lung before. He said, I fear that you might have cancer. When he said cancer, that word started to echo in my brain. Because my grandmother died of cancer. My grandfather died of cancer. My mother died of cancer. And so it was in my brain. It was boom, boom. Have you ever heard the devil's voice when he says you're gonna die? Hallelujah. In that moment, I heard the devil say, you're gonna die. Hallelujah. I was like, oh, God have mercy. I'm gonna die. And so the doctor said, you need to get an MRI. I said, okay, how much that cost? He says, about $1,200. I'm like, oh, God have mercy. Amen. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Amen. And so I was living in Dallas, Texas. I said, no way. I'm going to go down to the border and just cross the border and get it for about $100. Amen. Get a nice MRI. And I said, I'll take advantage to have me some tacos while I'm down there. I might be dying, but I ain't going to stop eating. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I was devastated. Pastor, I thought I was going to die. And the enemy was playing with my mind. Has the enemy ever played with your mind? Has he ever played with your mind where you begin to think that you're dying? Everything's going downhill. And I begin to feel I'm dying. I know I'm dying. And so when I got in ready to leave, I said bye to my wife and I kissed my kids and I said bye to my wife and I said, baby, I said, if I die, because I thought I was going to die in Mexico. That's how desperate I felt. I thought I was going to die in Mexico. And I said to my wife, I said, if I die, I said, make sure you marry somebody good. Amen. And I started to, and I said, well, you did pretty good with me, so you're all right. Amen. Praise God. You'll take care of that situation. Amen. But I said bye to my kids, and I got in the car, and I began to go. And as I was going, I was weeping, and I was crying. And it was an eight-hour trip, and I was weeping. I was crying. I was feeling sorry for myself. And I felt like Satan was right there in the seat next to me. Just to clarify, my mother-in-law was not with me. Amen. Just some of you might think, oh, my God, his mother-in-law went with him. No, no, no. Praise God. She did not come. Amen. I felt like the devil was right there sitting next to me. And he was laughing at me. And he was telling me, you're going to die. Your kids are going to grow up crazy. It's going to be a mess. Your church is going to fall apart. He was just laughing and laughing. And I was weeping and crying. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all that, I heard my mama's voice. My mama was a worshiper. And she said, I heard her voice. And her voice said, in everything, you need to give God praise. Oh, I wish I had somebody right now. In everything, you need to give God praise. Ah, that's what my mama taught me. It didn't matter what situation we were going through. She said, you need to praise God. If it's going bad, praise him. If it's going good, praise him. If it's going more or less, give him praise. But in everything, give God praise. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Glory, glory, glory. And so in that moment, my mama taught me how to praise. She would always praise God with a tambourine. In fact, even the last days of her life, we would have service in my home, and my mom would still hold on to her tambourine and still praise God. And the moment that she died, she said, "I praise you and I love you, Jesus." So even in her deathbed, the devil could not take her praise away. Oh, glory, you can take everything out, but you ain't taking my praise away. I still got a praise. Does anybody have a praise in this house? Oh, glory. Ooh, sarabukota. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. So in that moment, I began to sing a song that was my mom's favorite song. And it says, there are moments hay momentos tan especiales junto a ti, Señor. There are moments so special close to you, God. And I began to sing that song, and I sang it real low because I had pain and I couldn't breathe right and everything. But all of a sudden, I stopped myself and I said, this is not the way I praise God. I praise him with everything that I've got. Hallelujah. I give God praise. I worship him. And so I looked at myself in my rearview mirror and I said, self, you were created to worship God, and you are going to give God praise right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. And so in that moment, I spoke to my lungs and I said, lungs, because you are in this body, you also are made to worship God, so you will praise him. But then I did something crazy. I spoke to my tumor and I said, tumor, because you are in my body, you're going to have to give God praise right now also. Sometimes you gotta talk to your stuff. You gotta talk to your sickness. You gotta talk to your pain and say, if you're in my body, you better praise him, because this body was made to praise God. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Feel that somebody is going to receive a miracle in this place this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. Glory. And so I began to sing as loud as I could. I took air in my lungs, and when I did, oh my God, it was so painful. Tears, just almost like as if they popped out of my eyes. But I began to sing. By the second breath, something within me popped. I could hear it. It literally popped. The pain instantly left my body. I could breathe normal. I didn't feel sick anymore. I knew in that moment that God had healed my body. So I stopped the car on the freeway and I got out and I began to praise him on the freeway. There ain't nothing like giving God a praise on the freeway. I gave God praise. Somebody give God praise in the house. Oh, glory. So I called my wife up. I said, baby, God healed me. She said, come back home. I said, no. I'm an hour away from the border. I said, let me go get the MRI, because I want the devil to know that he is a liar. Oh, God, have mercy. I love it when God lets us know that the devil is a liar. He is a lying devil. He's an expert at it. And there's somebody in this place that you've been listening to the voice of the devil too long. The devil is rebuked in the name of Jesus. I declare the voice of God over your life. I declare the power of God over your life. You are blessed and not cursed. You are healed and not sick. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. Glory, 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 glory. So I said, I'll go get an MRI. And I said, and I'll take advantage and have some tacos. I was really going for the tacos. Amen. Them are good tacos. My brothers, they know what I'm talking about over there. Amen. So I went down and I went to the doctor. I love Mexico doctors because, you know, you don't have to go to this doctor and then that doctor. You just walk in and say, I need an MRI. They're like, sure, lay down. Amen. Praise God. I love that, man. They'll give you the results practically almost instantly. Amen. Here they tell you, yeah, we'll send it to you in a month. Amen. And then when you get it in the letter, it says, you got 3 days to live. And you're like, from when they examined me or from when I got the letter? Praise God. When do I have 3 days to live? Amen. And so I was kind of worried about the MRI machine. It's a tube. Amen. It's a donut. I was like, God have mercy. I was 100 pounds more than what I am right now. And I was like, you know, God just helped me get in. Amen. I could imagine them greasing me up. Amen. Bring them through. Praise God. Amen. I could imagine, Pastor, I could imagine the machine just going. Just getting all stuck on me and everything. I was like, Lord, just let me lose enough weight to be able to fit in the thing. Amen. Well, I laid down on the deal and they started taking me back. My head fit in good. My shoulders got in. I was like, praise God. I still had about 3 inches all the way around. I was like, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so the machine started going. I told him, I said, I need you to do an MRI on my lungs. He said, okay. And so the machine started going. And all of a sudden, the doctor goes, huh, wow. I was like, oh, I like the huh, wow. Instead of the oh, no, amen. He said, wow. He said, come and see. I said, I can't. I'm in the machine. Amen. Praise God. I was about to get up on that thing and walk with the whole tube and everything. Amen. And so I went and I looked at the screen. And I was like, oh, God. Whew. Because I did not see what I saw in Dallas. The guy looked at me and he said, have you had a surgery on your lungs before? I said, no. He said, do you see these lines? I said, yes. He said, this is scar tissue. As though you had something, but it was cut out of. The tumor. Gone. Completely gone. God did a miracle. Oh, God have mercy. I said, oh, I wish I had a witness in this place. I said, God did a miracle. Ah. He is a miracle working God. Does anybody in this place believe that God is a miracle working God? Somebody give God praise. I said, give God praise right now. I don't hear you. Give God praise. Rabakataya. Stand to your feet. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Raise your hands as high as you can and begin to declare God's power. I want you to declare God's power right now. Whatever you need, I want you to declare God's power over it right now. In the name of Jesus, I feel miracles about to happen in the atmosphere. I feel miracles. Pain is going to leave your body instantly in this service in the name of Jesus. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Ikarabo shota rabakata. Irialabo shanda rabokotoya. I don't hear you. Somebody got to give God praise right now. I said, somebody got to give God praise right now. Listen to me. I am about to make a call to this altar. Not yet. I am about to make a call to this altar. Don't come yet. And when I make a call to this altar, I want you to come running to this altar. Don't come dragging yourself to this altar like, oh, well, I guess I'll go up there. No, if you really need a miracle from God, you need a breakthrough in your life, you need God to come through, then when I make the call, I want you to come running. Not yet. Hallelujah. I want you to tell the one next to you, you better get out of my way because I'm about to step all over your toes. Praise God. I need a miracle this morning. I ain't leaving without that miracle. I need, tell the person next to you, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. I ain't leaving without. I want to tell you right now, if you have pain in your body, God is going to heal your pain this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Remember, I'm going to call you. You got to come running. That is a sign of your faith. And when you get up here, you begin to praise him. In the name of Jesus. When I count to three, one, two, three, come. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. I'm going to release a word of faith. Give God praise in the house. I said, give God praise in the house. Arabosanda rabakataya. Right now, raise your hands. Raise your hands. I'm going to release a word of faith. And when I release this word of faith, miracles are going to happen. I feel in my spirit that miracles have already been happening right now. But pain is going to leave your body right now. By the authority in the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, I declare miracle in your situation. I declare miracle in your body. I command pain to leave. I command arthritis to leave. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus. Pain just left somebody's body. I feel it now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now, Ikarabosaya, in Jesus' name. Kurabataya, in Jesus' name. Now, pain go. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is.
All night. All night. All night. All night. All night.
Now. Shatarabokot. To go in the name of Jesus. I command every problem with kidneys to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command migraine headaches to leave by the power of the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, let it be healed in the name of Jesus.
We're not the only ones.
Somebody need a financial miracle? Raise your hand as high as it can go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, I see heaven opening up right now over your finances. I command the blessings of the Lord upon your life in Jesus' name. I declare it now in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. It is flowing to you. Now, in Jesus' name.